I'm joined this week by Brett Hansen. How are you doing, Brett?
I'm good, thanks, Howard. A bit hot, but other than that, I'm very good, thanks. What about yourself?
I'm hot as well, so, yeah.
As expected this time of year.
Yes. Well, we're going to look at Spanish succession tax. It can be an unpopular tax, but reforms in some regions over the last couple of years seek to protect family inheritance, or at least between immediate family. So, to start with, Brett, can you summarise how Spanish succession tax works, and who is affected by it?
Yes, Howard. So, Spanish succession tax is both an inheritance tax and a gift tax, and unlike UK inheritance tax, it is the person who receives the inheritance or gift that pays the tax, not the person or the estate of the person who has died or made the gift. And the tax is payable in two situations. Firstly, if the recipient of the inheritance or gift is a resident of Spain, irrespective of where the assets are located. So in this situation, Spanish succession or gift tax will apply to all of the assets being inherited or gifted to the Spanish resident. Or secondly, if the asset being gifted or inherited is a Spanish asset, for example, a property located in Spain or a Spanish bank account. In this situation, even if the person receiving the asset or assets is not resident in Spain, Spanish succession or gift tax will be payable on those Spanish assets. It's important to bear in mind that for Spanish succession tax, beneficiaries are divided into four groups, and the allowances and overall tax rates will depend upon which group the beneficiaries are in. This includes spouses. So unlike UK inheritance tax, there is no exemption to Spanish succession tax between married couples. So as an example, Howard, if you have a husband and wife living in Spain and the husband dies first, then the worldwide assets inherited by the wife from her husband, including half of the jointly owned worldwide assets which were in his name, will be liable to Spanish inheritance tax because the wife is inheriting and she is a resident of Spain. Now, let's say the wife dies leaving everything to two adult children living in the UK. As the children are not Spanish tax residents, only the Spanish assets they inherit from their mother will be liable to Spanish inheritance tax.
In general, what are the rates and allowances like?
Well, the tax rates and allowances are determined by the Spanish state each year, though the 17 autonomous regions of Spain can make them more beneficial for local residents. Under the state rules, Howard, beneficiaries in groups 1 and 2, which covers spouses, children and other descendants, and parents and other ascendants, receive a personal reduction of just under €16,000, while group 3 beneficiaries, which covers siblings, cousins, aunts, uncles, nieces, nephews, in-laws and stepchildren, only get an allowance of just below €8,000. And these allowances are for inheritances only, not gifts. Group 4 beneficiaries, which include all other family, friends and even unmarried couples, have no allowance. The main home, though, can benefit from a 95% reduction in the tax, but only up to around €122,000 per inheritor. And for this to work, the recipient needs to be a spouse, ascendant or descendant, and they must retain the property for 10 years. With regards to the tax rates, Howard, it starts at 7.65%, but increases progressively until 34%, with the actual percentage applicable dependent upon how much is inherited. This tax rate is then subject to multipliers ranging from 1 and 2.4, which are based on the recipient's existing wealth and their relationship with the donor. This means that at the state level, the effective tax rate on an inheritance can be more than 81%. So Howard, at the state level, the allowances are very low, even for married couples and children, and the rates of tax can be very high.
Quite a few regions in Spain have introduced positive reforms over the last few years. We don't have time to go through them all, but can you give us a couple of examples?
Yes, the good news, Howard, is that over recent years, a number of Spanish regions have reformed their succession tax rates and allowances to primarily protect the spouse, including civil partners in some regions, children, grandchildren, and parents from this tax. For example, since January 2022, in Andalusia, descendants, ascendants, and spouses benefit from both a 99% tax relief and a 1 million euro tax-free allowance for inheritances. There is also a 99% tax relief available for groups 1 and 2 beneficiaries for lifetime gifts. In Mallorca, Menorca and Ibiza, the succession tax liability has been reduced by 100% for inheritances received by Group 1 and Group 2 beneficiaries since May 2023. In other words, children, parents and spouses of the deceased will not pay any tax. Where there are no children or grandchildren, the succession tax liability is reduced by 50% for siblings, uncles, aunts, nephews and nieces, and by 25% for the rest of the Group 3 beneficiaries. And I know you said a couple of examples, Howard, but in the region that I reside, which is the Comunidad Valenciana region, spouses, descendants and ascendants receive a 99% tax reduction for both inheritances and gifts, which is in addition to the 100,000 tax-free allowance for Group 1 and Group 2 beneficiaries. Plus, as announced on the 31st of May of this year, siblings, uncles, aunts, nieces, nephews will benefit from a 25% reduction from June of next year, increasing to a 50% reduction the following year in 2027.
What advice do you have for listeners about succession planning in Spain, especially for those who wish to leave assets to people outside their immediate family?
Well, whilst the succession tax reforms introduced in certain regions of Spain have significantly improved the inheritance tax situation for spouses and children in many popular regions of Spain, nonetheless, I think changes such as these reinforce the need for specialist advice from experienced advisors to not only take advantage of the changes, but also to ensure that there are no other pitfalls at either the state or regional Spanish tax system. When looking at estate planning, Howard, it is important to look at the allowances, tax rates, and multipliers in order to calculate how much succession tax your beneficiaries will pay. For example, if you have children from a previous relationship and you leave assets to your current spouse, who later passes them back to your children, then your children will be taxed as stepchildren, which could result in as much as 82% tax. Listeners should also be aware of how Spain's succession law imposes what is referred to as forced heirship. This is where children are entitled to receive 2/3 of an estate's assets. So under Spanish law, you cannot, for example, leave everything to your spouse. Now, whilst this law applies to foreign nationals living in Spain, you can use the European regulation known as Brussels IV to opt out of these rules. But whilst this will mean you can avoid the Spanish succession laws, this doesn't mean you will avoid the Spanish succession tax. So if any of our listeners, Howard, are interested in estate planning, would like to review what they already have in place, then I do recommend that they get in touch with their local Blevins Franks advisor, who will be able to ensure that they leave their assets to who they want, when they want, with the minimum of complications and tax.
And the website, blevinsfranks.com, is excellent for that.
Absolutely, Howard. And there's plenty of other information on that website that I'm sure listeners will find useful.
Well, thank you, Brett. Brett joins us again next week when we'll switch country and look at the UK inheritance tax, particularly the recent reform where domicile was replaced by a long-term residence system. That's one to look forward to.
It certainly is, Howard.